It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Fox News says hackers were responsible for messages on one of its Twitter feeds falsely stating that President Obama had been killed. Again, not true. The president is fine. We've been hearing a lot about hacking attacks lately, and we know it's making some of you pretty anxious. Today, we're launching a new segment called Help Desk.
I need a little help.
Your questions answered by our experts. Chester Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos, and Chester, here's the first call.
Hi, this is Dean in Stony Brook, New York, out on Long Island. My question is this. Is it helpful to have two separate online personas, one real one for family and finances that you don't share with anybody, and one bogus one for web surfing and all your, you know, all the junk mail that follows that will go to some bogus place? Thanks.
Well, Chester, what about it? Multiple online personae?
I think it's a great idea, and it can be done at multiple levels. Certainly having separate email addresses for critical financial accounts and things like that from things you might put on a website will really help protect against phishing attacks and things like that, so that if somebody's pretending to be your bank, they may not likely have that account that you use with the bank, and you'll know that something's wrong. In addition, you could even keep different names or fake names and addresses you may want to use when filling out a lot of forms on the web that you, of course, have to be truthful with your financial institutions and things like that. So I think having multiple personas can be a good protective mechanism to detecting that something may be awry.
Of course, then it's incumbent upon you to keep all your different personae straight.
Well, yeah, keeping up a fake personality is not sometimes as simple as you like, but, you can scribble it down on a sheet of paper and stick it in your wallet and you're good to go.
Our next question is about suspicious emails. It's from Jeffrey in Miami Beach.
If I get an email I think is fishy and I just open the email and I don't open any attachments, is my online data being compromised?
So looking at an email without clicking on anything within it, what's the rule?
Generally, that's safe, Jeffrey, and it really depends on whether you've enabled the ability for your email client to automatically draw the graphics in when you're viewing an email. So if you're just viewing it in a normal protected mode, you should be just fine. Now, sometimes people think attachments that may be labeled things that seem safe, like .txt or .html, might be okay to take a look at just to see what's in them, or even .doc or PDF, and that's where you get into trouble. So as long as you're only viewing it and you're not rendering it or opening up any attachments, even seemingly safe attachments, then you should be just fine.
Chester Wisniewski from Sophos, thanks for helping out the listeners.
Thanks for having me, John.
Got a question for the help desk? Visit marketplacetech.org and click on Contact. Some Vancouver hockey fans rioted a couple weeks back after their team failed to win the Stanley Cup, which is a stupid thing to riot about. Now, websites and Facebook pages have been set up with pictures, and people are encouraged to identify the rioters. And at first I thought, good. Act like that in public, you're accountable. Welcome to public. But one admitted rioter identified online says he's been getting lots of calls at home telling him to kill himself, some using homophobic slurs. People are reportedly being fired from their jobs after their names show up as suspected rioters. The family of a 17-year-old alleged hooligan had to leave their house after their address was posted online. It's ugly when a crowd becomes a violent mob, whether that's on the street after a hockey game or online after a riot. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.